Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room.
You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel. We are continuing our discussion with the lovely Madison Sobel. I must take credit for her fabulousness or just contributing in some small way to it.
Yes. Well, hello. We are alike in many ways. I don't think I would be the person I am today without you.
No. Okay, so... And likewise, I would not be the person I am today without you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the time has come to talk about our Jamaica trip.
Oh, Jamaica man.
Jamaica man. We had the best fucking time.
Great time.
What was your favorite thing that we did?
I don't know. Is it wrong to say my favorite thing was just staying on the beach, like at the resort? It was... lovely.
No, it's not. Your favorite thing is your favorite thing.
I loved just chilling out and...
What? Just say it out loud.
Is it okay to talk about drinks?
Yeah, because it was legal. That's
there.
A big deal.
Yeah. So, that was great.
No. Say it. No one knows what you said because you didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
So, what was your favorite thing? Or what else did you like?
Well, I liked that I was finally able to drink legally.
That is a big deal.
A very big deal. I had a Mai Tai for the first time. It's not my thing. It was very, very sweet. But I'm glad I, you know, satisfied that urge. I've always been curious.
On what a Mai Tai is?
Yeah.
It was like, strong as fuck.
Strong as fuck. Oh, I had to sip it very slowly.
You finished it, though.
Like a champ. The mojito and
that's very
glass of wine,
much more refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I look for in a cocktail.
Refreshing.
Yeah,
I support that.
And you know what else was refreshing? That sorbet.
Oh my god,
we had a delicious fucking sorbet several times. It was raspberry flavored, so good. My mouth is watering right now.
That was the best sorbet I've ever had in my entire life. I think we had it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. I think, like, every time we got room service, we got a little cup of sorbet.
So fucking good. Oh, my God. I need raspberry sorbet in my life.
Raspberry sorbet.
That is the remix.
Yes.
That would be a great, like, ad.
Yes.
Write that down, somebody. Some sorbet. Hire us. Mm-hmm. We'll do the jingles.
I am in advertising.
We'll do jingles for you.
Yeah,
yes,
that,
you
that
are.
That would be amazing. I would love to do jingles.
You could do jingles.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
That's a very possible thing.
I actually, like, have jingles pop up in my head all the time.
Same.
Okay, so maybe this could be a potential, like, business. Okay, so we got there. The first day, I think we just kind of chilled, went to lunch, went to dinner. I can't even... The days run together, honestly.
Yeah.
We were on island time.
Indeed, man.
We went to the beach one of the first days, which was just so fucking lovely. Okay, we stayed at this place that was called the Half Moon Resort. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Exceeded my expectations.
I will say, though, this is like the off-season because it's hot.
Yeah.
If it was crowded and there was a lot of people, it would definitely have felt different.
Yeah.
But there was not a lot of people there.
No.
And so it felt like really, really private.
I prefer it that way. And it, honestly, it was cooler than Miami, so we still got a break.
You mean the temperature wise?
Yeah,
it was actually cooler than Miami.
There was a good breeze going all the way through.
I guess because it's an island, right?
Yeah, from all directions.
It was great. It was so fucking beautiful. And our room looked right over the ocean, and it had its own little private beach with, like, with, what do you call them, umbrellas and beach chairs. And
there's so many hermit crabs.
Oh, my gosh, right up your alley.
That's what I spent most of the time doing on my birthday, was just playing around with the hermit crabs. So for y'all who don't know, the sign of July is a crab. So I really felt one with my people, you know?
For a Cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not July, it's a Cancer.
Yes, but Cancer is the month of July.
Is it not any June as well?
I guess it is, you're right. Yeah,
there are June Cancers.
There are, you're right. And the way that there are July Leos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it's the Cancer crab. So,
it's the Cancer crab.
And we saw so many crabs.
So many.
It honestly felt like when we were vacationing when you were younger.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be sitting somewhere, and you would come and show me the crabs. I'm like, this feels just like when she was a kid.
Yeah, and we went to a barbecue, and I started running around looking for ghost crabs when the sun went down, and I found a few.
Yes, you did. You also, so there was a kid who was selling sea urchins. He came up, and he's like, sea urchins, $1. And you were like, fuck that kid. I could do better than that. Like, I'm going to go find some sea urchins.
So, unfortunately, I didn't end up finding the sea urchins. I got distracted by the ghost crabs. But I did find a conch shell that...
Yes, that was gorgeous.
We ended up giving it to the people behind us, but it was a very good find.
I'm glad you didn't find sea urchins.
Me too.
You don't need to compete with him.
No.
You don't need to show him who's better. We already know.
It's not like I would have walked up to the kid with the sea urchins and been like, hey.
You're about to clothesline that fucking kid. Like, get the fuck out of here, kid.
I mean, I respect it. I was doing the same shit when I was
I know. It was just really, really funny. So the day we did go to the beach, it was lovely. However, we did not re-up on our sunscreen.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a sunburn.
Yeah, that's okay. I have a couple sunspots, but, you know, the water, I just didn't want to leave.
I know.
And leaving meant the risk of making conversation with the other people.
That's true. There was a lifeguard who took a particular liking and wanted to talk to us and said he would be waiting if we needed him, which was so nice. But my anxiety is like, I'm not getting out of the water then. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because like, obviously the lifeguard is going to be sitting there watching us the whole time.
Right.
And I feel like us getting out of the water is an invitation for them to come up to us.
And I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
Me neither. So we waited out as long as we could. I got sunburned. More burned than she did.
It's your British skin.
It is.
I the Italian runs strong with me.
It does, dude.
I really feel like I need to manifest my next trip, and that's why I bought Italian ices when we went to Publix. And I think I need to get back to my roots.
We're going to Italy?
I think Italy is in the cards.
Okay.
It might be the destination. It might be the homeland for a little bit. Who knows? We don't know.
Citizenship is looking really good right now.
It's looking real fucking good right now. So the trip was so relaxing. I had an amazing time. I did make a pretty big tactical error, though. I forgot to get my cash in line. Mm. I had it all laid out here, but I forgot to get it. I mean, I only had 3 days between the trip from London when I returned home to leaving for Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I'll say, honestly, I did a pretty great fucking job of traveling like that. I've surprised myself. But I forgot the cash, and I got really anxious on the plane. When we got to the airport, I got some cash from the exchange, but I was very confused. I've never been to Jamaica before. And, like, I was very confused about the American dollar versus the Jamaican dollar. Everywhere actually takes both.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very confusing. And also, all of the excursions and a lot of the things you want to do are cash only. So if you don't have cash, you're fucked.
You really are. Because I was under the impression that if we did anything through the hotel, that we would be able to charge it to the hotel.
That was not the case.
Even though we used a driver from the hotel majority of the time. Love him, by the way.
Love him. I just wasn't prepared. Listen, we made it work. We had to go to the ATM twice. And both of those times, we had to go to multiple ATMs because the ATMs there were all down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it means that the machines were out of cash or if it meant that they were down for some other reason. Mm. Oh, my God. Speaking of down, did you see that there was a major cyber outage?
I got emails from my school about it. Apparently, like, several of our programs have had to switch to paper for a few days and, like...
Shut up!
Yeah.
So, it affected airlines, it affected banks, people had to cancel flights. Yeah. We are so lucky we got home 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We are so lucky. The universe has got me, bro. The universe has fucking got me. I don't even need to worry anymore.
No. What's the point in even worrying?
Oh my God,
about
that was
it?
So funny. So there was this moment where I was explaining, like, okay, so, let's just get into this. So even though I did all this traveling, had all this personal time, I still kept working. I still kept working on my business. I still kept working on my product. I was working in Jamaica. Big step in Jamaica. So, put in the order for my bulk production. So, I also didn't freak out about any of it. I didn't have anxiety about it. I had no anticipation of it. Nothing. And I'm like, whoa, what is going on? I don't feel upset at all. Or like, oh my God, I have to get this done. Did I even give off the impression?
I didn't even realize you were doing it.
I didn't even tell you until later.
Oh, I'm doing blah, blah, blah.
I feel truly like I have found, almost cracked the code, that like, even in order to succeed business-wise, you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing.
Vacation time is more important than working, because you're always going to be working.
I totally agree, but like, sleeping well, eating well, all of that turns in, like, I even did it on vacation. Even though I had some drinks on vacation, like, I still slept well. I still ate well. I still felt good about myself. We still did physical activity.
On the waterfall?
Oh, my goodness.
That was intense.
Okay. So, one thing we did was Dunn's Waterfalls. And I don't know if any of y'all know what that is, but it is this gorgeous waterfall in Jamaica, and apparently Jamaica has tons of waterfalls. But this one specifically is a major staple of Jamaica. As our fabulous driver Rick said, if you come to Jamaica and don't go to Dunn's Falls, you didn't come to Jamaica.
Yeah.
That's literally what he said.
So we had to try it. That's one of the only excursions that we did, and it was a lot more physical activity than we had anticipated.
Way more physical activity than we anticipated. We had to stop on the way, and I had to buy water shoes because the rocks are so slippery. You have to have shoes that can grip.
Yeah, it took a bigger toll on Mom than it did on me, but...
What? The rock climbing? Yeah. The falls climbing?
You fell a couple times.
I did fall a couple times. So, I mean, I was scared. I'm like, this is fucking hard. So, we didn't go with a group. And it was very confusing. There weren't a lot of signs. And the only reason we knew to start it at the beach was because our driver, Rick, I'm going to say our friend, Rick, really, told us to start at the beach. He goes, it starts at the beach. So, we walked all the way down to the beach. And then the first little climb of the waterfall, I would say, is almost the hardest. Would you say that?
I would agree. And that, honestly, because there was an inlet on the other side of the beach where you could enter right there.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what Rick was trying to get. He didn't want us to take the easy route. He wanted us to experience the hardest part of the waterfall. He was like, go all the way to the beach.
He cares so much about our development.
He does. Father, I never have.
He was serious. It is so abnormal to get to feel like love, like platonic love and care from a male figure.
Yeah.
What?
My Siri was like recording that entire thing.
Oh.
I don't know what started it, but I just
damn Siri. I mean, he like was so fucking sweet. I don't know. And then he texted me and was like, did my girls make it home okay? Ugh. I just love him.
I love that he called us his girls.
We bonded over music. Mm-hmm. I just sent him a list of my favorite Kendrick Lamar songs. Oh, gosh.
I loved every song he was playing in the car. I was singing along every word. He didn't even know all the words.
He chose good songs.
Word. Yes. I was like, Rick, you're speaking my language.
So when we get... So we're at Dunn's Falls and like... It's very confusing, and there's places where groups line up, and we are confused. And we said, oh, is this where the group line up? And she said, and the woman working goes, you don't have to go with a group. You can just go. And then points in this direction, and we start going down the stairs, and then we hit a dead end.
It's fucking closed like, off, the caution tape.
What? What do we do here? So then we have to find another way, and we make our way down to the beach. We start going up, just the two of us, following these people. Now, it's obvious that there are people there who are more experienced and can handle the rocks. They know their way around.
Yeah.
We did not.
No, we did not.
And we started following the people who did, and I was going first, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck are we doing? And we start going, and I get to a point of like where I can stop, and I like kind of stand up a little bit, and I hit my head on a tree. It was at this point that I was like, I want to get the fuck off this waterfall. But there ain't no way to get off the waterfall.
The only way to go is up.
And I'm like, oh my God, okay, this isn't going to work for me. So, did you ask someone about getting with a group?
Yeah, I just started talking. Well, really, one of the guides started yelling at us and was like, hey, you need to join the end of the group. You won't be able to make it without a group. And so, we started talking to the people next to us. Lovely family.
Lovely family.
So, we tagged along with them.
We're like, hi, excuse me, can we join your group? This is way harder than I thought it was going to be.
They looked out for us.
They did. They were so nice. There's a lot of community in that waterfall.
I almost fell several times as well, but he grabbed me. Yeah.
Oh, so nice. So we're making our way up. Finally, we got a group. And, you know, I emailed the people about the pictures that we took, but no one wrote me back. Maybe I'll try again.
We'll get them next time.
We'll get the photos next time.
I mean, we were fully prepared not to take pictures at all.
I know, but I just felt like we looked cute.
We did look cute.
Mental.
Good outfits.
Cute outfits. We looked amazing. Didn't lose any jewelry. Mm-hmm. Like, we were professionals.
Rick told us about this couple that had lost, like, an $11,000 ring in the waterfalls. I was like, oh, could not be us. But we were like, we told him to go at the bottom of the falls with a metal detector.
He could do that.
He should do that. I feel like there's a way. Like, if you came in, like, if you went farther down the beach where it's not part of, like, that facility and just walked in from the beach rather than going in through the front.
Were you talking about, like, putting it in the water? Can you do that?
Yeah.
You can
Whenever
do that.
Whenever we were at South Beach, I saw a man...
In the water?
In the water with a metal detector.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah.
Because people definitely lose their shit there.
Wholeheartedly. Huh. Rich people with expensive shit.
Right. Okay, so we did the Dunn's Falls. We finally made it to the top. It was a lot. It was a very strenuous physical activity.
Yeah, definitely a hike.
Definitely a hike.
Our legs were very sore the next day.
So sore. I was so sore. And which was fine. Was it that night that we went out? No, we went out the night before.
I think it was two nights before.
Two nights before.
Because we went on the falls Tuesday.
Monday?
Tuesday.
Your birthday was Sunday.
But we went out Saturday.
That's
night.
Correct. That's correct. So we went out on Saturday. And you wanted to go out to a bar. And you wanted to be at a bar when it turned midnight for your birthday. And we did. We went out to a bar. That's where we first met Rick. He was our driver and stayed with us and really showed us around. Protected us.
He was talking to all the people for us. Oh. Sure, nothing. Nobody scammed us.
He was so nice. Yes. Dude, I love him. Do we say that at the same time?
We're going to contact him every time we go back, and we told him to contact us whenever he comes to Miami.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we went out to this bar, and it was fun. There were some guys who did approach us and want to hang out and wanted to get married, basically.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, because we had our dinner, yeah. And then I went on a little walk on yeah. The beach, and when I came back, Mom had two guys already on her, just chatting her up, and then once I got there... more of their friends joined us mm-hmm. to come talk to us.
The old bitch has still got it.
And the DJ was feeling me. He was playing all the songs.
Yes, he was.
Playing a whole lot of RiRi.
It was good. It was so fun. And then that's where we met Roger. Mm-hmm. And Roger was lovely. And at midnight, we were drinking rum punches.
Yeah.
And then at midnight... I got us two tequila shots of
and
Casamigos.
We already had two bottles of Prosecco before the rum punches.
Mm-hmm. So we were litty city.
Ah, for real.
It was a good time, but I was definitely hungover the next day.
Me too.
So we really stayed in the next day and just kind of vegged out, which I love. Again, staying in the room.
Sat on the beach. Okay. Great. We were in room service.
Oh my god, I just burped. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oopsies.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, it was lovely. It was a beautiful... Did we go out to dinner for your...
We didn't go out, but we went to the resort.
That's what I mean. That means out. If I got dressed and put on makeup, I went out.
Then we did go out, and I wore a lovely...
Red dress. Yeah. I loved that.
So we had a nice little photo shoot in the water later.
Yes, we did. Oh, that was so nice. It was the fact of there is something happens to your mind and body whenever you hear the ocean rolling in.
My all mind went blank.
The time.
And it's so rare for that to happen.
It was so relaxing. I want to go back so bad.
Me too.
I was surprised about how expensive it was.
Me too. I thought it would be cheaper than the United States.
Same.
But it was more expensive than Miami.
Well, yes and no. I mean, relatively speaking, yes. I would say, like, if we were doing... It was just very expensive.
Yeah.
More expensive than I was thinking.
I mean, the ride... Was it the ride from the airport to the hotel that cost $80? Or was that...
No, that was us going to... Out to dinner. We're out for your birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was... Really?
Yeah, it was $200 for that.
It was $200 for that.
Yeah.
So it was the $80 for what?
I thought
that was the first
airport.
Quote. No, it was $30 for the airport.
Okay.
Or $40 for the airport.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. The $80 was the first quote, and then we were like, hey, can we stay out past midnight?
Right. We want to stay out until 1.
Yeah.
It worked out. We made it through. We had enough cash. We tipped everybody.
Yeah. Rick deserved every penny of that. So
girl, and more. He just showed us everything. He took us on many excursions on the excursion.
He was a big part of the experience.
He really was. And he took...
held conversation.
He was such good company.
Sweetie pie.
And he took us to get Jamaican meat pies.
Yeah.
Just on the road. Like, oh my gosh, it was such a great experience.
And he was just looking out for us, too. Like, we hadn't eaten any breakfast before going to the waterfalls.
Yes.
And we thought it was going to be, like, a chill.
I did. I thought it was, like, Instagram.
Yeah. It was not. It was not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
No.
But I just love that he took us to get food without us asking. And he's just looking out for us.
I don't know. He's like, did y'all have breakfast this morning? We're like, we actually didn't. He was like, I think you need to get some food before you go down the falls.
Mm, and he was right. And those meat pies hit.
They do. I kind of want one now.
Me too. Those are fucking delicious.
So?
Is there Jamaican food here? I haven't seen any spots. I'm sure we could find one.
I'm sure there is Jamaican food here.
I mean, so many people that we met there talked about Miami. specifically visiting Miami, so I'm sure there's a presence.
It's an hour 45-minute flight.
Yeah.
That is not bad.
Not bad at all. Even when our flight was delayed, I don't feel like it took that long.
It did not. I was happy with the trip. It was awesome.
The music was good.
The music was good. We wanted to ride horses on the beach, but we were just so tired, and we didn't want to get in the sun again.
The only times that were available were, 11 a.m. and then 3 p.m., and both of those are, very, very hot times of day, peak UV levels. I already had a sunburn. My skin is peeling. I very much regret not reapplying the sunscreen. But it's okay. You live and you learn.
You live and you learn.
Every bitch that lives in Florida gets sun damage.
You'll be fine. It'll all be fine.
Yeah, skin heals.
It does. It rejuvenates.
I need to be kinder to it. I need to take care of her more.
Take care of her. She's the biggest organ you have.
That's very true.
So, Jamaica was awesome. The only, negative thing I have to say is when we were leaving the airport. And it had nothing to do with the people of Jamaica. It was more to do with the tourists of Jamaica.
How loud they were?
Well, it just... Okay, so we were in the TSA pre-check line. We were in the TSA line. And, there's one line, and then you filter out into, five other different lines to go through the security checkpoint.
These fucking bitches.
And you choose a line, right? So we go and we see that a line is starting to have space available. Mm-hmm. And we go and we start picking up the bins to put our stuff in. And then all of a sudden, this white bitch with dreadlocks slams down.
Not even dreadlocks. She had her fucking hair braided.
I rephrase. A white bitch with braids throws down a bin in front of us on that silver table that you start pushing your luggage through. And as does her boyfriend, whatever, right next to her. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's just so fucking inconsiderate.
And you know what if they would have said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Or I'm so sorry. Or any acknowledgement.
It's like the fact that you just fucking skipped us. As we're getting our bins, you took up all of the fucking space, and you didn't even use all of the bins that you got.
No, this bitch with braids, this white bitch with braids.
She looked terrible.
She did. It didn't even look good on her. It didn't even look good on her. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing, bitch? She got four fucking bins out, like slamming them down, not even making eye contact with us, clearly skipping us. And then she didn't even use one of them. And she just leaves it there. She could have said, do you need this bin? I'd have slapped her with it.
Fucking sucker puncher. Okay. God.
So I'm actually a very peaceful, zen person. But sometimes in my mind, I fantasy punch people.
Me too.
I also fantasy run over cars with a monster truck in my head.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better.
Me too. Because it's like visualizing it makes me feel like I actually did it. But I didn't.
But I didn't do it. There's no consequences. I cannot tell you how many people I want to punch. Yeah. And they're not people I know, usually.
Honestly, I'm waiting for the day that someone actually picks a fight with me.
You gonna punch him?
I would take them fucking down.
I would take them fucking down.
I don't know. I know that if it was a man that's 6 feet tall or above, I probably wouldn't be able to do much damage, but I could do some damage.
You could.
Because, I had a little play fight with my friends in Mississippi, and I was they brought me to the ground pretty easily, but every time they brought me to the fucking ground, I brought them to the fucking ground.
Okay.
They couldn't bring me down without me also bringing them down. So suck it, bitches.
So suck it, bitches.
You put me to hell, I'm bringing you with me.
So that bitch pissed me off. And I wanted to pull her braids, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, bad.
You're making it too easy for me. Yank.
I'm sorry. Sorry, you had a fly on you. There was a mosquito.
It got caught on my back.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god, one of the bins. Oh no, it's going into the conveyor belt. Oh no.
Oh, she's stuck. No, somebody help her. Please.
Someone help. Oh no, God, please help.
No, I can't do anything. No.
Sorry,
no.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Oh, that poor bitch. I wonder where she is now. What country do we think she's from?
Probably here. Yeah. Probably America, that fucking entitled ass bitch.
Say what you really think. Okay, there was also another couple who really pissed me off.
Skippers.
Okay, so they skipped us in the boarding line. So, this plane that's going from Jamaica to Miami wasn't large.
No.
And we were in group one for boarding. There wasn't that many people in group one. It's all the people who are in first class. I upgraded us to first class as a surprise on the way home.
Yeah.
And all of the rest of the people who you can buy priority so that you get on the plane first, so that you can put your suitcase up first.
Yeah.
Basically, it ensures that you get room.
Right.
Right? Well, there's not that many people who's doing it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to board, and these two people just try to slide right in front of us. And I really wanted to say something. I really wanted to say something like, who the fuck do you think you are? Do you not see all of these people right here? It's like 10 of us. Yeah. You think that you're the only people who thought it was cool that you could merge in the line? You're the only fucking ones.
It's just, the audacity.
Oh my god. I fully gave myself permission to give them dirty looks.
We did it the entire time, especially whenever we were getting our bags.
So that gave me great pleasure, actually. So they actually were sitting in first class, too. Ugh. Yeah. But then we saw them again in Miami when we were getting our bags. And they were next to us. And then I think I was giving them dirty looks. I'm sure you were supporting me in that. And they probably felt uncomfortable and walked around to the other side. Well, little did they know, I could still see them. And I was still giving them my dirty looks. And the guy kept looking at me, and I was giving him dirty looks. And then they moved to where they were out of our eye line.
They were still in my eye line.
Were you giving them dirty looks?
I was, but they weren't looking at me. They were avoiding eye contact, I think.
So, the way that this conveyor belt works, there was actually two places that the luggage came out. So they were actually fucking stupid, and actually, instead of getting to a place that would be closer to their luggage, they went farther away than their luggage.
They played themselves,
and then all of a sudden it became a competition between them and us on who got all of their luggage first.
Newsflash!
We won!
It was cute.
We did, though. And I hope that they have a great life. I really don't wish bad upon them. I just wish they wouldn't be so fucking inconsiderate.
Yeah. I hope they learn their lesson.
By the dirty looks?
Yes. Every moment is a teachable lesson. And the people who choose to learn from it are the people who will succeed.
That is true. Okay, so some things about Jamaica. I knew the food was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be that good.
Yeah. I mean, Jamaica has a large influence on New Orleans. So, yeah. We have some inkling.
The Caribbean does.
It was 100%.
It was so good. I loved it. I loved the food. The resort had fantastic food. It also had fantastic service. Amazing hospitality. People wanting to help all the time. Almost to the point where I felt like I was letting people down. You know what I'm saying?
By not letting them do things for you.
Yes.
Yeah. But whenever we turn down service, I know. Really?
We turn down service. Yeah.
I'm almost disappointed.
I felt bad. But then you have to be like, this is my vacation. You know, I don't have to do things for other, because of other people.
Yeah.
But it's fucking hard. Oh my
Everyone's
gosh.
Hustling too.
Yeah, everyone is hustling.
Everyone's got a story to tell, and I just love to listen to stories, so I'm a fucking sucker.
Same.
I love to talk to people, and I love to support people.
Are you
so,
too?
My pockets were empty the third night.
But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, we were there to have fun. We were there to spend money. It was awesome.
I mean, I don't regret anything that I did. And I don't regret any of my purchases. I'm very happy with them, so.
I am also very happy with them. Okay. So, let's move on to Real Housewives of Dubai. You and I have been watching some of it.
Yes, we have.
There have been some really interesting themes that have been presented this season. The first is Sarah introducing her son to a non-boyfriend friend.
It was way too early. If you're not serious about somebody, if you don't even know that you want to be partners with them, boyfriend, like, I don't know. I feel like you should be sure about someone before you introduce them to your kid.
I agree.
It's just, that's a serious moment.
Well, it kind of seems like the kid is attaching.
Yeah.
And when that happens, and if it doesn't work out, that is almost like a loss. That's a grieving thing. That's a loss for the kid. It's sadness. And it's like, you're almost putting your child through, and I mean, so we obviously don't know their situation, so it could be fine, but in my opinion, you're putting your child through unnecessary hurt.
Yeah, because even if you know that you're not quite attached yet,
yeah,
your child doesn't understand that, and they see you with this other person, and they're like, oh my god, they're gonna be in
they
love
look
forever.
Good, and like, it looks good, it looks magical, yeah, it looks fairy tale like.
It's the perfect little family,
right?
Like, every kid wants that.
Right.
And it's not there initially because that's what's perpetrated in the media.
Right.
So,
in movies and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
And you feel like you're not normal if you don't have that.
That, like, family unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we struggled with that for a long time.
Totally.
But honestly, I think we're better off by ourselves.
I agree. I agree. I totally agree. But you can see, obviously, the conditioning of, like, thinking that we need that third, like, male, the other male figure in the life. And we don't. I'm not going to say that there would, if the given the right person, it wouldn't be wonderful.
Yeah.
Or so enriching in our lives.
Yeah.
But that is not the case so far.
No, and that's the thing, like, finding the right person. And if you are not sure that this is the right person, then you should not be bringing them into your home with your children.
I agree completely. She says that it's their Muslim culture, and that's what they do. So I'm just going to defer to her because...
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't know anything about that culture.
Totally. But I just don't think that you should introduce kids early. That early. Or if you're not even sure if they're going to be in your life. Like,
yeah.
He literally asked the guy, when are you going to be my dad or stepdad?
No, that was like on the first date.
They're like, I don't know what they were doing, like bowling or something maybe. They were doing something. And he's like, when are you going to be my dad? I'm like, ooh. Ruh-roh.
Precisely. I don't think it was the right thing, but it's the right thing for them, I guess.
So, it's honestly, the kids seem to be a major theme of Real Housewives of Dubai this season. Because there is another woman, Brooks, Caroline Brooks.
Yeah.
And her son, Adam. It's her son, Adam.
Oh.
There's two Carolines. There's Caroline Stanberry and her daughter Yasmin.
Yeah.
And there's Caroline Brooks and her son Adam. Caroline Brooks and her son Adam, he's obviously, like, doesn't care for her. Or he's mad at her.
Yeah.
Or
is he the one with the tea?
Tea.
He ordered tea.
Yes,
like,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the one who ordered tea, and she's like, I don't even know who you are. Like, all this
stuff. Never ordered tea before. Like,
she's just, like, so judgmental of his choices.
No wonder he doesn't want to express himself in front of you. You're not supporting him.
I know. And she's like, you talk to your dad, but you won't talk to me. Is it a boy thing? I don't think so, because I think that that's actually more of a thing for a mama's boy.
Yeah.
But given that you are being motherly, I don't know if she's being motherly.
Yeah, I just don't feel like she's really nurturing him as much as he needs. And And she's saying, like, oh, I have a business. I can't devote as much time to him. And I'm like, my mom was a single parent working all of the time.
Yeah.
And I still feel like we had dinner together every night. We would watch Jeopardy. We had our moments together that we really enjoyed and that I cherish. And I love that. Yeah, and I know that you were working a lot, but, like, I don't feel like you, disregarded me. I don't feel like you put your work above me. I feel like if you decide to have children, then those children should be your priority.
I agree.
And that's how I feel with Carolyn Stanberry, too. Mm-hmm. And she's putting Sergio over her children when her kids have localized that they don't feel prioritized.
Right.
And that they don't feel the love that they're supposed to be feeling.
I 100% agree. Related to Caroline Brooks, when she's, like, saying on, she's, like, in, you know how they do their little interviews on the side? She's, like, I work all the time. I'm working for my son. Your kids don't care what you do for a living. They want a mom. Yeah. They don't care what you do. They don't care about that at all. And she's, like, I'm doing this for the life you have. No one asked for the life I had. What I asked for was a mom, bitch. So, like, I don't understand that. And she says, she's like, oh, you know, I work so hard. There's nothing wrong with working hard or working all the time. I understand. I can't imagine that there is a job or career out there that is more demanding time-wise than being a defense litigator.
Yeah.
I do not think that there are many jobs out there.
Even the president. Like, he still made time for his kids. Like, they were...
That is correct.
They were a very well-known family, and, like, they spent lots of time with each other.
Right. So, I don't understand. Like, I took you to school almost every day that I didn't have to go out of town for a deposition, which wasn't all that often. Yeah. It happened, but it wasn't all that often. Mm-hmm. And, like... I felt like that was fun. We would go to school. We would sing Hamilton.
We had our time.
We had fun time. We would talk about things.
Yeah. You, like, would get me amped up for my test. We would sing Kanye.
There is nothing like listening to Kanye West to get in a confident headspace.
Yeah. I feel like it definitely impacted my days.
I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, my God. So when I do hear Brooke say shit like that, her saying, like, she's somehow unable to hang out with her son because of her job, I don't know. Everybody, we all make choices, right? There are choices that we make every day. Mm-hmm. You can make a choice to put things first. You can make a choice to be home. You can say, I have to be home by this time, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And if you're the boss... Then, like, you make
isn't
your
that
own
the point?
Schedule. Yeah.
Isn't that the point that you get freedom? I understand getting a business off the ground. I can't imagine it's easy.
You're she's doing it right now.
But she's doing a brick and mortar store, which is a spa, which is much more involved, right? Different kind of animal.
Right.
And I respect that. However, I just don't think it should be at the expense of your child.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like she's making excuses, and I feel like there's more to it. Yeah. I think the real issue is that she maybe doesn't know how to mother.
She might feel inadequate.
I know. And not saying that she is, but she might feel that way. And so she's keeping a safe distance. Because she feels that, listen, I'm totally, this is speculation. I don't know her. But I don't know. She's a bit of an interesting character. She gets wasted all the time. To the point that her eyes, like, go down. Like, and it looks like she's falling asleep.
She's just
lost. Does that ever happen to you that you get so drunk that your eyes fall asleep? Like, that's never happened
to
me.
No. I don't know. I've never gotten to that point. It's also very rare for me. Like, I've only blacked out once. And it wasn't even, like, a blackout. Like, it was, like, a few minutes, you know? But there are people who do that every single time they drink. And they seek it out. They're like, oh, I'm going to black out tonight. And I'm just not that kind of person. So
I don't want to not remember.
Yeah. What's the point in doing it if you can't
It's kind
remember?
Of scary, actually.
Yeah. I'm sure that's got to cause, like, lasting brain damage.
It ain't good.
Definitely causes liver damage.
Okay, so you also brought up Caroline Stanberry and her daughter Yasmin and Sergio.
Yeah.
Obviously, Yasmin and Sergio are clashing, but Sergio is closer to Yasmin's age than he is Caroline's age, yeah. Like, by far.
Yeah. I kind of find it weird that he's not trying harder to relate to the kids and, like, make a relationship with them. He's, like, he's putting himself between Caroline and her kids, and he's being, like, you have to choose me.
Yeah.
Over them. You have to choose me. You have to put me first every single time. And that's just not fucking fair. Because she has children. She is a mother. They, like, she chose to bring them into this life.
Yeah.
So they should be what she, like, they should be taken care of before she focuses on anything else.
I agree.
And she's not doing that. And, like, even in her interviews, like, she's still taking Sergio's side.
I know.
And I'm like, your children need a champion.
I know.
Like, they're not going to feel supported in any of their relationships if they don't feel supported in their relationship with you.
I totally agree. Girl, you're so fucking wise.
Thank you. I've always been this way.
So, she also, when we learned that she also introduced Sergio to her children.
Really?
Very quick. Yasmin said that it was a week, like, their dad left, and then the week later, Sergio was there. And
I don't think that's the way to do it.
That is, and it was during COVID. So she's saying, I just feel like Caroline's not taking proper accountability for the speed. And but it's understandable. Like, I understand that COVID was weird and we were all scared and she probably wanted a companion. And your kids don't fill that role. And I understand that. But, like, that's not really probably the best thing.
It's not healthy.
And they noticed it. Someone noticed it, obviously. And is bringing it up now.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I'm sure it's all going to work out. Probably seeing this makes them want to work it out. It would make me want to work it out.
Me too. That means they have a unique perspective in a way that they're able to see everything.
Themselves from,
from
outside.
From an outsider's perspective. And they see what we see. And, like, they understand what they're saying is, like, how it's perceived. And I'm hoping that through this unique perspective that many of us don't have on our own lives, that they're able to analyze it and come to a better conclusion.
I agree. Okay, sharp turn. Did you see the article that said that they tested tampons, pads, and that there were all of these metals in them?
Yeah.
What do we do with this?
I'm considering switching to, like, a Diva cup. Situation where it's like a reusable thing. They also have this thing called, like, the Flexi Seal or something that it's supposed to, like, empty itself whenever you use the restroom.
Okay.
So that sounds a little enticing. But I don't know. I would rather only deal with the fun carcinogens and not have to deal
like tobacco and shit.
Yeah. And not have to deal with, like, the everyday. Just on my fucking period could get cancer.
I have a question. Why the fuck are there metals in cotton?
Right. I don't know. Where did they come
Where did they come from?
Why would you put them in there?
Why? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Why are there metals in tampons?
Why wouldn't it be cheaper to just use it as it is rather than, like, adding new shit? I don't
I'm very confused.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm very confused. Lydia, what are you doing? Lydia's laying next to the microphone. She's trying to make her podcast debut. She's so cute. She is so cute. I just don't understand. Okay, so I'm going to talk about voting for a second. I know you don't want to talk about any politics, and I understand completely. But I would like to impress upon you and your generation to vote. And honestly, don't even have to vote for president. Vote for all of the other Senate races, all the congressional races.
Senators are what's important.
That's what's important.
That's how we can prevent Project 2025.
100%. And I just want to impress upon you to vote. To vote and vote. It doesn't even matter about the president, because the president actually doesn't have that much power in the first place.
No. The only way he can get all that power is through the Senate.
Yes.
And the House. And so we have to take control of those first.
100%. That's where we should focus our votes. I don't know why I'm thinking of Chapel Roan right now, but I was listening to that Hot to Go song, and it actually sounds like Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. That?
Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. So I feel like that's the kids' bop version.
If that ends up being the kids' bop version, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Copyright. We need royalties. We need residuals. We need commas, and we need decimals.
Check in my hands now.
Stet. In other big, big, big news, we got a house.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so excited.
We are moving into a new house next week. It is almost double the size of this house. I think it's almost double the size of this house.
If you stack this on top of another, it would be the same.
Essentially. I'm so fucking excited. It's like an old Spanish-styled house that's been renovated. It's gorgeous. I have a huge room. I have a sun room. I have a sun deck. Madison has a gorgeous huge room with a balcony.
Little Romeo and Juliet moment.
I'm just so fucking excited. We have a two-car garage, a two-car covered garage. I didn't have a garage since we lived on 55th Street.
In Gulfport, Mississippi.
It's been a fucking minute. Yeah. We have a beautiful yard. Yeah. Fucking.
I'm so excited.
A dining room. A living room. Another living room. A kitchen.
Sadie can make a whole lap around the house. It's fenced in. We don't have to interact with anybody if we don't want to. The trash is inside the gate. It's awesome.
It's so cool. And it's really not far from where we live now. So the neighborhood is really the same. The area is the same. You can get to school easily. I've freaked out a little bit about buying furniture, because moving here, this place was furnished.
Yeah.
And so I have kept myself very light and lean. Because I'm like, really, I don't want to get myself overwhelmed with furniture and stuff that I can't carry. I can't move myself. I can't do myself. I have to hire people. But now I'm like, honestly, this is a good thing for you. You're ready to put down roots. You're ready to actually have a life. It's a super big house. And I mean, and it's gated. And it's fucking gated.
So exciting.
I feel like it's such an upgrade for us. No
solicitors for us.
No solicitors for us. I just like, oh my God, I can't believe we actually get to live there.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
baffling. We drove by it today thrilled. To say hi.
Just to have it a little toodaloo. It was so cool.
I love it so much. There's just so much beauty, like the foliage is gorgeous. There are orchids on the trees.
It's landscaped beautifully.
Yes.
I just can't.
Tadpoles.
There are tadpoles in the fountain. I just can't. I'm so excited. And we met the agent was awesome, and we've been hooked up with a handyman and like all the fucking things. So essentially, we're fucking thriving.
Yeah.
And the summer has been kind to us, and I cannot wait to see what the rest of 2024 holds, despite the the clusterfuck that is the election. Let us not be deterred. Let us not let this shit pull focus from what really needs to be done. We definitely all need to vote in November. That's where the election is. I don't even think it's the presidential election that is even important.
No.
Madison, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been an amazing podcasting session. We will be upgrading the podcast equipment when we have a new house with a whole new studio, with all new equipment, because it's about time that we level up, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say, in many ways, in more ways than one.
Of course.
Thank you for joining me today. Everyone, please follow my social media, at Lindsay_Sobel, and please follow at The Rich Room Podcast. I will see all of you bitches next week. Bye.
Bye.
Woo-woo.